rest of the story. Lawrence Zeigler is a young radio announcer on Miami station WTVJ. One day he signs off the air to hear that he's wanted on the phone. Somebody named Boom Boom Giorno. The announcer picks up the phone and the voice says, "You the kid I was just listening to on News Weekend?" "So," Lawrence says, "who are you?" The voice says, "Boom Boom Giorno." Lawrence says, "So?" The voice says, "November 6th, War Memorial Auditorium, Fort Lauderdale, Boys Town of Italy benefit. Sergio Frankie is the singer. You are the MC, black tie, 8 o'clock. And he hangs up. Well, young Lawrence is less than worldly wise, but something tells him it's in his best interest to keep the date. So he rents a tuxedo. He drives up U.S. 1 to Fort Lauderdale on the appointed date. He locates War Memorial Auditorium across from Sears. The sign on the marquee says, "Tonight, Boys Town of Italy, Sergio Frankie, singer." No mention of the nobody who is to be the MC. Lawrence pulls into the parking lot. Boom Boom is waiting. "I'm Boom Boom Giorno. We are glad you came." Well, together they go backstage. Sergio Frankie is already there. When they were alone, the young announcer from WTVJ asked, "Mr. Frankie, how did they get you to do this?" And the singer said, "I don't know. A guy named Boom Boom called me and said, be there, so I'm here." Now it's time for the evening program to begin. Boom Boom returns backstage again with a paucity of words, gives the drafted MC his instructions. Make some jokes, bring on Sergio, that's it. Well, the fledgling MC goes on stage, he tells some jokes, the audience laughs at the right places, Sergio is introduced. It's a terrific evening. Boys Town of Italy made a ton of money. Boom Boom personally walks the young announcer to his car. He is pleased, he is happy. He says, "Hey, thanks." Lawrence says, "My pleasure, Boom Boom." Boom Boom says, "Hey, kid, we owe you." Lawrence says, "Forget it." Boom Boom says, "We don't like to owe nobody. You got a marker on us." The young broadcaster now sniffs trouble. He says, "Well, Boom Boom, what you got in mind?" At that moment, Boom Boom responds with five words which Lawrence would never forget. Boom Boom Giorno says, quote, "Got anybody you don't like?" Icy cold words, morality aside, reflecting totally honest appreciation. Got anybody you don't like? You hear those words, inevitably the first thing you think of is names. The young MC was to laugh about it later, saying that night he saved the life of the general manager of WTVJ. But that night, the fledgling broadcaster learned a lesson he was never to forget about how the fewest words can command attention. And over the 25 years since, as the young broadcaster pursued his career interviewing world leaders and celebrities, most often he would elicit the most fascinating responses by keeping his own questions short. He would say, "So what happened?" Or he would say, "Tell us about it." And thus was the once wet-eared Miami broadcaster able to establish a reputation that is worldwide. Now you know that Boom Boom Giorno was his first and best tutor in the journalistic art of brevity. For that was the night the drafty MC, a naive Jewish boy from Brooklyn named Lawrence Zeigler, became Larry King. And now you know the rest of the story.